feel this damn old. Young folks call me sir these days. It still catches me by surprise, 'cause in my head I'm 25 till I stand up and realize. I still laugh at foolish jokes, still stay up later than I should. The mind keeps thinking it's a youngster, the body ain't quite as understood. Much too young to feel this damn old. Life keeps adding miles to this weathered soul. Still got a fire worth keeping and stories left untold. Much too young to feel this damn old. Funny thing about getting older, nobody warns you how it feels. You expect the gray hair eventually, not all the random squeaks and creaks. Much too young to feel this damn old. I'm grateful for every year and every road I rode. I keep walking while I'm able and enjoy the view along the road. Much too young to feel this damn old. My birth certificate says one thing, my knee's got a completely different opinion.
Awesome song. That was Delta Kin's Blues and their song Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. Oh man, that sure had me dancing around the house, and I was laughing and just having a great time. So yeah, for people out there that don't know, my brother Shkwait Shachlach, he's a survivor of Guillain-Barré syndrome, lymphoma cancer stage 4. The big forest fires of a few years ago and the big flood of a few years ago. So he came through a lot of tribulations and trauma, and he survived all those, and he's a big inspiration for myself. He's one of my biggest heroes in this world, and he's a big inspiration to many people out there that know his history and story. So we're very grateful and honored and privileged to have him come on our program. So welcome to the program, Shkwait. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good today. Trying not to feel too damn old.
Yeah, that was a really great song. Really loved it. So, yeah, and our subject today is on symbiosis. And so we'd love to hear your words on symbiosis.
Symbiosis. We're all in symbiotic relationships, you know, even if we're kind of like being a hermit, living out in the middle of nowhere type thing, you know, because... beings, everything's a being. Well, I don't know about a rock. A rock's a rock, but you know, plants are beings.
Yeah.
The birds that fly by, like coyotes howling in the distance. So we all have relationships, you know, we listen. And, you know, symbiosis, there's, I do believe there's like six different symbiotic relationships between beings, but you know, the only two that I really kind of, I don't know what you call it, one, the negative one, Parasite.
Oh, yes.
You know, we can be Parasite on each other, you know. Gleaning ideas from, you know, our partner, or in business, or in our intimate relationship and all that. You know, take. Being parasitical, you know, not really benefiting the person that you're in a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the mutualism.
Yeah.
Where you're both benefiting. You know, you're, what do they call that, give and take?
Yeah. Mutual beneficial relationship.
Yeah. And, you know, there's other types where you just coexist, you know.
Mm.
You know, you're not benefiting each other and you're not hindering each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're just being. Yeah, kind of like rocks.
Mm.
Mm. So I guess rocks do have a relationship.
Mm.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, I try to be a benefit and to help to all those that, you know, I'm in relations with. Whether it be, no longer business, but former. You know, I still promoted that others should try and benefit those around them, not only themselves. And you can only do that by being positive.
Mm.
You know, you got to be positive in going into relationships.
Yeah.
Being a mutualist, not a parasite.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's my thoughts on symbiotic relations.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Oh, sorry, I cut you off there. What was that? Hello? Oh, I think we lost the audio on Squished. Yeah. But it was very interesting how he mentioned the opposite, which is parasites. And these are like very draining and negative. And when we can recognize and see the opposite effect happening, this is when we can make changes and look for trying to change it into a mutually beneficial relationship, or trying to make it happen. And sorry about that, we lost you there for a moment.
Yeah, my phone died.
Oh.
Yeah, I was blathering away and then it sounded too quiet. Where was I? I was saying, just noticing people on the street, you know, saying hi, smiling, letting them know that somebody else knows they exist. Call, you know, positive influence, symbiosis.
Yes.
Hopefully, you know, benefiting each other because, you know, you feel good that maybe you helped somebody just by acknowledging they exist because, you know, we never know what's going on in another person's life. So, yeah, my thoughts on symbiosis got to be positive.
Yeah, I liked how you brought up the parasitic relationships also, because it makes us aware of the different kind of relationships that we can be in, and which ones to avoid and which ones to become. And knowing that we can make changes to become very symbiotic and positive, like you're always talking about. Yeah, this is something that we as humanity need to become in order to coexist on the world and with other beings, like you were saying. It's very important for us to achieve that and get to that level of symbiosis. And so, yeah, we really appreciate you joining us and giving your input into our subjects and just giving us a boost of positivity and knowledge.
Okay, I thank you guys there on the mics, the people behind the scenes, and the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you all a thousandfold.
Thank you.
Wow, thank you so much. And yeah, we really appreciate you and your symbiotic relationship with our program here and making it a blessing. So
absolutely, yeah. Especially with the music he chose.
Yeah, it was awesome. So
you remember you're tying your shoelace when you bend down.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you again very soon, and lots of luck and love to you, and full recovery very soon. And we'll talk to you later. So bye for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Bye for now. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my brother Shkwait Shakhlak from Gwaishkina, BC. And always a blessing and an honor to have him come on our program and share with us in what makes him tick and helps us with our subjects too. So we're going to carry on with our program here, and we're going to be getting to talk with our Lady Fima. And first we're going to play her a song, and this is from City of the Sun, and the song is called Metamorphosis. So listen and enjoy, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Wow. That was beautiful. That was City of the Sun and their song called Metamorphosis. And just kind of reminds me of the journey that I've been on, and I've been growing, and now I can say I'm flying. And I've had a lot of support over the years, and one of my supporters is sitting right beside me right now, Lady Faima, and thank you so much for being here. And we'd love to hear your words on our subject, which is symbiosis.
Absolutely. I can thank you very much always for the very kind invitation, kind words about me. Basically, I enjoy, I humble myself, and I enjoy to come and do very little for the, you know, positivity, and bring and engage and invite the nation with one another, and sitting at one big circle, which our big circle right now is the world. As you witness, as the respected listeners witnessing, that we are engaging truly with the world, you know, and all the friends and the guests, respected guests, we connect overseas, and truly we are sitting at one big circle at different spot, but we are so united in the thoughts of the positivity and do something for humanity. Mm. Please allow me to refer back to this book, unique book, People with No Camel. This book has been published by Madame Roya Mowafeq, and the father, Mr. Salar, Mr. Behman Mowafeq, who is the member of the Eagle Nation Production Society. He's present with us today, and he brought that book and dedicated to the archived, dedicated to CJSF radio station, Free Voices, for the library. And anybody wish to borrow that book, which based on the true story and is fascinating, it bring awareness, acknowledgement, and really you, by reading this book, you recognize what can we do for the humanity, and is amazing book. Mm. And the result of this book, Madame Roya Mowafeq, who is no longer with us, but she is guiding and witnessing from high above, and she left two beautiful daughters that they, at the very small age, I believe, when they left, when their mother left the Mother Earth, Leah and Aryan Sheshbaradaran. Those two unique, beautiful students of Ottawa and Toronto City from Ontario, we had the privilege to have their voice and their mission, and are following and doing fantastic job with their education, with the volunteer work, and they are extremely humble to leave all the positivity for the humanity. Mm-hmm. As a young age. Mm-hmm. And at the end, I just want to acknowledge and appreciate all the effort they are doing, all the hard work they are doing as one body, as one unit. Is fascinating, is very encouraging, and we really, if we coordinate or harmonious within ourselves, we can have a better world with more mission, positive mission, and peace. Mm. Truly, I acknowledge and appreciate Charlotte, called me negotiator, that she is providing and connecting us with China, with mm-hmm. the beautiful, wonderful mm-hmm. people in China. We love you so much and thank you to be with us and witnessing our positivity and walking with us. And is amazing the acknowledgement, the love that we receive on the screen from them is fascinating. God bless everyone as a one nation, all nation, and I wish the peace for the world. Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, well, we thank you for your really uplifting words that for me it's so much joy that I get to spend time with all the people that we get to co-host with us here and learn from each other and coexist in a mutual beneficial way. And with CGSF, which is such a blessing that they keep our programs going here. And big shout out to Magnus Conabar.
Yes.
And Jesse and Daniel and Nicole for...
Absolutely.
For just being here and keeping us... keeping our shows and programs running and providing a big positive energy to the world.
Definitely.
So we're going to have to let you all go for now and come back again next Thursday and join us at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock and join us on Free Voices. So we're going to... let you all go with some Weed Pecker and their song called Don't Trust Your Elephant. So thank you all for joining us, and we'll hear and see you all again next week. So
yes,
here it is, Weed Pecker, Don't Trust Your Elephant, and stay tuned for Call Me Negotiator Charlotte, and also after that is Jacob on The Art Show. So bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Sorry, it's just a little delayed here today, but bear with us.